rump steak, purged aubergine,
yes,
eggs, frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay, vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
We've been lucky enough to entice Julian Dine up to the BFM studios once more. You can have a chat if you want, Julian.
Can't hit. Say hello to everybody out there.
Hello, everybody out there.
Now, I do remember listening to you on the jazz show.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
I've got no concept of time, but I think it was many years ago, yeah. Probably okay. 10 years plus, maybe.
Is that maybe an indication of what we're going to hear, or what's your sort of musical collection involved, or what are we in for?
I think it's going to be varied.
Good. Yeah. We're in the right
eclectic
place. 95 BFM.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. No, it'll be different from the jazz show, yeah.
Okay.
I only brought like one or two jazz records, so.
Okay.
Right on.
All right, well,
yeah,
we
pretty safe.
We won't stand in your way.
Yeah, I'm keen to just pop out of the way.
It's fantastic for you to be here.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's 4 years for me to arrive. Yeah.
It's a real treat. Hey, so we'll let you work your magic, mate.
Thank you, cheers.
How do we turn that thing off?
Yeah.
Jealous, I get furious.
I'm in to tumble down.
Hey, you're tuned to BFM, obviously Wednesday Drive here with Johnny and Big Hungry. We've got Julian Dine in the house, so you can see music.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, I thought it's probably poignant for us to ask what's on the cards for Julian Dine at the moment.
I've got a new record coming out in mid-October.
What number is this for you?
This is album number 4 for me. And I've just signed with a new label in the UK called Soundway, which I'm pretty stoked about. So I got 2 labels, one in Japan, Wonderful Noise, and one in the rest of the world called Soundway. So yeah, real happy about it.
What does a label in the UK mean as opposed to, you know, a label from Japan?
It just means more coverage. Like, both labels are pressing vinyl and both are putting the record out in different parts of the world and pushing it, so I don't know, maybe more people will hear it, hopefully.
This is a power little number. This is a tropical little ditty. It's been tropical little ditty after tropical little ditty up here at the moment.
That's how I roll, you know. Summer's coming. Yeah, hopefully it's not too fruity for everybody.
Hell no.
Good.
Too much fruit.
You're in the right place,
some
mate.
Grit.
It's okay.
So people will be able to get your album on vinyl in New Zealand at some...
Yep.
Is it arriving on the date that it's released in New Zealand?
I don't know.
Have you got your ducks in a row, said John?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's all looking good. Like, I mean, the record's already been pressed and sitting, waiting in Japan, so I'm assuming that the Europeans will be catching up. And it'll be on all the digital platforms at the same time, so I imagine it'll come out concurrently.
And the Japanese are pretty, from experience, pretty good at shipping things on time and that sort of thing. So
yeah, totally. Yep.
Very. Do you buy records, John? Do you buy a few records? Do you?
Probably not at the same rate that Julian Dine does, by the looking.
I'm looking at Paul McCartney and a Caddy. Actually,
This is a good segue then. Paul McCartney and a Caddy.
Is this in reaction to this strange sex scenario that Paul McCartney's just announced, that him and the rest of the band had kind of an expose
Beatles?
Yourself and sort yourself out room?
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Steve Norwell was telling us stuff.
Apparently, the Beatles in basically invented Soggy Biscuit. I don't know whether it's true.
Text
or
us
not.
Into 5395. You're free to put us in our tracks if we're wrong about something. 309-3879 is the phone number as well.
Okay, we'll leave you with this rare Paul McCartney B-side called Secret Friend. That's maybe his secret.
and gentlemen, boys and girls, the selections of Julian Dine.
Pretty spish, actually, to get in someone of Julian's caliber.
You get right out, John. Don't dare use the word spish. Spish is my word.
I'm stoked. Hey, thank you very much, Julian, for coming in this evening and selecting some music.
Thanks so much for having me. My pleasure.
Hopefully we can get you in again soon. I guess that new album, are you going to play it live at all?
Yeah, that's the plan, yeah. I'll keep you posted on that one.
Okay,
yeah.
The drive show here on BFM is
We're standing in a real weird format right now. It's kind of like a flying D where I'm in the middle and I can't. I've got like high peripherals of everyone, but I haven't got much.
Actually, you probably need Kid Amelia just take
you
a little
get like
photo.
A, like, I'm the king of the world kind of thing. Like, yeah, man.
Hey, but Julian Dine, you're welcome. I'm here anytime.
Thank you.
We better skedaddle. Thank you to Lisa Boudet for giving us the sports situation. What else happened?
Steve Newell and Julian Dine.
Right on.
Hey, thank you very much.
Kakite, hey, top 10's up next. Jen and looks like Jen and Amelia are in the scenario, and if Zambo gets the courage up, he'll come in as well.
Ding! That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.